Welcome to the CEO Hotline, the podcast for business owners and mamas who are ready to ditch the rule book when it comes to making money online. If you are ready to build more than just a small online business, then you are in the right place. Because over here, we are building movements and making massive impact in this world, the standard. I'm your host, Bella, your tough love, ride or die mentor, obsessed with helping business owners and mamas just like you build your business and bank account to multiple six figures cash and beyond with simple and sustainable business strategies. Over here, we believe every day is a good day to make money and building your business gets to be fun while simply being all of you. If you are ready for that too, grab your coffee or wine, mama, and let's dive in. Hi guys, welcome back to my channel. Just kidding. Your girl always thought she was gonna be a YouTuber. Can I just share that with you guys, which is so funny. I remember one time I went live on Facebook when I was 19. And this was when a lot of people were going live and doing their makeup. And the industry was really starting to like get big with vlogging and all these things, and I swore I was gonna be a YouTuber. I was like, that girl's gonna be a blogger. Vlogger. Anyways, I went a different direction. But I just always knew, like, I've always been very comfortable with like social media. So it just makes sense that I'm here, you know, doing this work. I mean, it's very different. It's not just like documenting my life, it's helping people and like doing business, and it's so much more fun, I think. Anyways, I'm excited. You guys are hearing this first, but I am going to start doing more like lifestyle content on my TikToks. So if you're not following me, it's at BizCoachBella. Go follow me. I'm going to start doing that once I'm fully recovered. So I'm super excited that you guys will get to see another side of me of like more of the mom, just like more of me as a person outside of business coach. And I'm super excited. So anyways, follow me on TikTok. Today we're going to be talking about how to attract high level clients because, so many people want to know this, and I swear people think that there is a secret strategy to this, that they are magically going to invest in a messaging course or a coach that has the secret strategy to magically attract high ticket clients or high level clients, when in reality, there is no secret strategy. Okay. And there's things that go into it, like who you are being and how to speak to them. Yes, there's some strategy that can go into it, but this is the work right here. This is what it really takes to attract high-level clients. So if this is something that you've been really craving in your business, this is going to be such a powerful episode for you. And you can come back to it however many times you need. If you enjoy this episode, though, I do want you to show me how much you appreciate this episode by sharing it to your stories and just tagging me over so I can, you know, have a chat with you and see and just, you know, celebrate you for that because you're about to start attracting high-level clients, okay? So a question. This is like the number one question I get. I want to attract high level clients, and not even my clients that come to me, but even myself. I, for so long, was searching for the answers, thinking it would be the perfect words, the secret strategy. I was dying to crack the freaking code when I realized it's neither of these things. There is no perfect words. There is no perfect strategy. You want to know what the answer is? You want to unlock the code? You are your dream high-level client. You are the proof. So instead of trying so hard to find that secret strategy, instead of trying so hard to find the perfect words, I need you to realize that you are the proof of your high-level client. Sell to yourself. Sell to yourself. That is easy. I always ask myself, how do you move, Bella? Oh, I move like this? Okay, I know there's other people that move like this. Boom. I'm going to sell to myself, or I'm going to sell to my dream clients that I have in my container. How do my clients move? Great. I have the proof in not only myself, but the clients that I have now that are high level, and I'm going to sell to us. Why do you invest in someone? So many people look and they're like, I don't know how to speak to that person. Hello, you are your best proof. You are your best testimony. How do you take action? How do you invest in someone? Why do you find 12 month commitments attractive versus 3 to month? Write all this out, gain the clarity on it, think about it, reflect on these questions, and that's what you need to go and take and sprinkle in your messaging. Sprinkle in the way you sell. So many people are looking and saying, you're scared to move. You're scared to take this action. And I look at them and I'm like, are you scared to take action yourself? Like, no. You know, I want more clients like me who don't need months and months and months to make a decision, who know that they want a business coach, who know and value having support on their team. Okay? That's who you need to speak to. You're speaking to yourself. You have all the proof right there. Get in your own head and really ask yourself, okay, why did I invest in my last business coach? Or why did I invest in my last investment? Well, because I know to grow, it takes taking action and investing and whatever it is, whatever the answer is. There's no perfect answer, but you know, take that and go use that in your selling. I have so many health and wellness coaches or, you know, like fitness, in the fitness, health and wellness world. And a lot of times they say, how do I speak to someone who prioritizes their health, right? Because I'll look at their content. I'm like, okay, you want someone who values your service, but you're trying to tell people why they should prioritize their health. Your ideal client already prioritizes their health. Your ideal client isn't the person who has tried the diets on and off again, on and off again. Like your ideal client, or maybe they have tried a bunch of diets, but it didn't work for them. It wasn't sustainable, but they know the value of prioritizing their health. Look at yourself. Why do you work out every day? How does that make you feel? And then they'll go on a rant and they'll tell me why they work out every day and how it makes them feel and how even on the days that they're lazy and they feel like just sitting in bed that they work through those things and they go and work out anyways. I'm like, great. How? What is your thought process? Well, it's either this or that. I'm picking my hard, right? Or there's so many different answers that my clients have had. And I tell them, go take that and go put that on your stories right now. And instantly, that same day, the next day, they have people reaching out for their offers. And people will think, oh, it doesn't make sense. How did this happen? And it's like, well, I knew it would happen. And it does make sense because you're no longer attracting clients who are not at that level that you don't want to attract. You're attracting clients that are you, and you are your best high level client. Now, here's the other side of this. Okay. If you are not being a high level client yourself, attracting them is always going to be hard. If you're preaching to your audience, whether you're a business coach or social media manager, virtual assistant, if you're preaching to your clients, invest, invest, but you're not someone that invests in themselves, I'm sorry, but that's the problem because you don't understand how to speak to a high level client because you're not being one yourself. You can't get in the head of yourself of this is why I invest in myself when you're not investing. Why do you invest in 12 months? You have a 12 month container, but you wouldn't even invest in 12 months yourself. Why? You can't get in the head of that person. I'll tell you why I invest 12 months. I'm someone who invested in 2 12-month containers because I know the value of having someone, the same person in your corner for more than 3 months, for more than 6 months. 12 months is minimum because I know I'm in this for the long run and I'm not going anywhere. And I know that. And guess what? I know my ideal client is also the same. They're activated by 12 months. They feel safe in 12 months. 3 months makes them feel rocky. So I get clients that come to me and they're virtual assistants or, you know, Pinterest managers. And they're like, Bella, there's no way I can go to 6 months. I have a hard time selling my 3 month contracts. And I'm like, well, maybe it's because your ideal client is turned off by your 3 month contract. They want someone on their team for 12 months, not 3 months. And they don't realize this shift. They look at it and they're like, oh my God, that makes so much sense. And so then they go and they change their contracts to 12 months. Boom. Someone says yes. No hesitation, no struggle. And they're mind blown. And this is the power of the CEO hotline, you guys, because not only are you expanding your reality and expanding your beliefs and almost shifting your beliefs and shifting, you know, your narrative, you're in a room with powerful women who are going to change that instantly for you simply by watching how they lead, by watching how I lead. The CEO hotline, you get the closest proximity of how I run my business. And this isn't, I run my business like this. You need to run it like this too. But you get to see how I navigate situations, how I navigate someone not paying, how I navigate someone ending their contract early, how I navigate and work through certain situations. And they get to see, oh my God, Bella has such high standards. And they get to see the shift of why I have these standards so close because they are so close to my business and the way I operate. They are growing from 2K cash months to the 20K. In the CEO hotline, because they are getting this new reality of, oh my gosh, I have been doing business and running my business and operating with such a low standard. And you don't know until you know. You don't know until you know. Okay. And that truly right there alone is so powerful. You are the high level client that you crave to work with. There's no special strategy. There's no perfect words. A lot of time people just don't have the clarity on how this person moves because, again, like I said, they're not being that level of client they crave themselves, which is another problem on another day, or they're so conditioned. You are so conditioned to selling to the person on the struggle bus. Struggle, struggle, struggle. And I need you guys to understand this, okay? I need you to understand what I'm about to say to you right now. Your ideal clients are jumping. You help them fly. Your ideal client is making sales and doing great, but they want better. They want high ticket sales. Your ideal client loves to invest in themselves. They're just looking for the best person to put on their team. Your ideal client values taking the action. They just need support in the action they're taking. Okay, there's a huge difference, right? There's a difference between, oh, my ideal client is not taking action. They're not investing in themselves. And then you sell to that person versus, look, you're someone who shows up. You do the work. You love to do the work, but the work isn't working. And you need someone who's able to spot those gaps. Boom. If I want to attract a client who does the action, takes the work, but the work that they're doing is not moving the needle forward, that's exactly what I would say. That is the shift. That is the only answer you need to attract high-level dream clients every single time. And if that's not the answer you wanted, be my guest. Go keep searching for that secret strategy. But let me save you years, years. This is the work. And your mind right now is going to tell you that, that's so basic, Bella. That's so, I want something better. I want something juicier. Go ahead, be my guest. I'm telling you right now, there is nothing juicier than this right here. The work isn't always, oh my God, that makes so much sense. Sometimes the work is, fuck, she's right. And this is it right here. I promise you guys, like, please just trust me on this. This is the work. Because from someone who has searched for years, 2 years to be exact, for the perfect strategy, the perfect code that, you know, I would invest in one coach and I'm like, oh, she didn't have it. Let me go invest in someone else. Let me tell you, 5 coaches later, I realized I'm the problem. It's me. There is no secret code. Okay. And I'm not saying all of those 5 coaches were a waste, but it was my mindset of, oh, this person didn't have it, hop into the next coach. This person might have it. Oh, this person says they have the secret strategy. That's why I don't go and say on my stories, I have the code to high ticket clients, but this is the work. It's not a strategy. You can say the perfect words and still attract not high level clients simply because this work right here. Okay? That's it. That's a wrap on today's episode. This was spicy. This was spicy. I want to know your thoughts on it. And if this made something click for you, I'm so freaking glad. But your brain is going to tell you that there's something better out there. There's something juicier. And I'm sitting here and telling you that it does not exist. So you can either A, not believe me and go invest in a ton of coaches trying to find this code. And you're going to realize maybe it took me 5 coaches in 2 years to realize that thing does not exist. And then when I finally did this work right here that I just shared with you, and the work I shared with you in the blueprint and in the CEO hotline, I had the answers all along. I had them. And that's where the magic happens. Okay? I love you all so much. I will see you in the next episode. Peace. If you like this episode, I want to know about it in my DMs. Message me. I won't bite. No, I'm not going to make you sign up for my offers if you share with me your thoughts, okay? I love you all so much. I'll see y'all next week. Peace. Holy guacamole, that was epic. Am I going to say that every single week? Abso-freaking-lutely. But either way, thank you a million for tuning into this week's episode of the CEO Hotline Podcast. I hope it gave you either massive amounts of clarity or the kick in the butt you didn't know you needed. Or maybe both, who knows? If you loved this episode, you know I'ma need all the tea. And you can let me know by tagging me over on Instagram at @BizCoachBella, or just let me know by rating and reviewing the show. I would appreciate it so freaking much. And that's a wrap. I hope your day is filled with massive amounts of happiness, money, and baby cuddles. I'll see you next week. Peace.